and that's taken out of your textbook. The NOx background in cities can go up to values of several ppm, where in the natural environment it's down in parts per billion. Things that exacerbate these sort of smogs will be bushfires. The people down in Brisbane actually were trying to get hold of some data off me at one stage to see if we had anything on VOCs for Cairns, because they were trying to start modelling the potential for smog events in the smaller regional cities around Queensland. And part of the equation then is you must know the ambient concentration of VOCs, because the automobile traffic is going to go in on top of it. So that ensures then, if you know the total amount in terms of concentration of VOCs, you can model accurately whether you're going to get smog events or not. The NOx perturbation then and the VOC perturbation above the ambient levels is a local effect, as opposed to that greenhouse thing then, which was a global effect. The oxidizing capacity of our photochemical smog, most of it comes from ozone. If you stand near enough to a photocopier machine for a few hours, you will notice a slight odour in the environment of a photocopy machine. So quite a lot of photocopiers produce quite a decent concentration of ozone. So it's quite a nasty sort of smelling gas. The particulate matter, which will then be the particles coming from things like diesel engines, but also we do form some photochemical aerosol particles. That reduces the visibility down substantially, but nowhere near the meters that we saw in this morning's lecture on the London smogs. You have got the ability these days to actually remotely monitor vehicle emissions, and from this they've found that the cars, which are the dirtiest of them all, actually contribute the bulk of the load to the atmosphere.